This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
The life of the human rising up seemingly from the feet. And what are the feet symbolic of or representing? Innocent new life. Like the baby just from its mother. It's innocent. And what is his first challenge? To stand upon his feet.
Yeah.
Huh? The baby seemed as though he was born in the world just to stop quarreling one day and stand upon his feet.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes,
yes. And by the way, if you haven't seen Happy Feet, take your children if you got little children.
Yes,
you're in for a treat.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So the feet symbolic of the baby. Not just the new baby that comes from mama. Today, I'm expecting my daughter. And I'll be grandfather again. They keep making me granddad and great-granddad, you know? And I love it, but it sure reminds me of the time. Past, present, and how much I got left. We thank God for life. Yes. We thank God that gave us this human life. The world make us think it's bad and hard and ugly. Don't ever believe that. What God made is always beautiful. Always great. Yeah, yes. So never give up on believing what God made. And the world makes things bad. Know that it's the world's fault, not God. God is still making things beautiful. Still making human life beautiful. He never stops. He's still making human life beautiful. He's making human life great. Great. Yes, he is. And when everything appears to be gone, just hang around. Just keep hanging around. And soon you'll see a sign of what God still is doing, what he's still doing.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. And our holiest book said, at every measurement of time, no matter how small, if you could break a second up into billions of parts, no matter how small the time is, in every measure of time, he is busy in a wonderful work of creation. And science has agreed. Science has witnessed that. The telescopes, the long-distant, far-reaching telescopes, they say there's, at all times, new galaxies coming into existence. They call them nebula. New galaxies coming into existence. Galaxies, not just a planet or a star, new galaxies. We belong to the galaxy called the Milky Way.
That's right.
And I guess man named it that because they milk everybody. That's the only reason I can see for them naming it the Milky Way. They give me your titty, your mama's titty, and your little girl's titty. Give me all of it. Well, thank God he prepared us to overcome all challenges and opposition. Even that of the major deceiver, Satan himself. Oh, yeah. In my lifetime, Satan has been reduced to a little small thing. He used to be a big roaring thing, just roaring and shaking the earth in my eyes. Now I can hardly hear him. I can talk and not be bothered by him. Every now and then I hear a little noise. Like a little wicked snake or reptile. going through dry ground and causing the leaves and the dead grass to make noise, you know?
Right.
Yes. The word of God makes them small. The Bible says, rebuke Satan. That means chastise him with the truth, and he will flee from you. The Bible says he will flee from you. He'll run from you. Satan. And how is this same false notion of ours that makes Satan so big is addressed in our holy book, Quran, later revelation after the Bible. God says he has no power over you but to invite you to do wrong. And it is your fault that you accept his invitation.
Right.
Has no power over you but to invite you to sin. It is our fault when we consciously accept his invitation.
Yes.
And again, God says, and fight the schemes of Satan, for his schemes are weak. How are we to understand his schemes being weak? He has no way to come into our life except through the doorways and passageways of our weaknesses. Of our weaknesses. And God says of Satan, he says, surely such things as liquor to make you drug you and make you drunk, and gambling to make you get the habit and lose your life, lose your establishment, and superstitions, games of chance, are the works of Satan, are the works of his factory, the works of his factory. He's manufacturing these things. God pitches him as though he's running a factory, putting out all these evil things that they're destroying the peace and happiness of our families and our lives. Feshtenibuhu, God says, therefore stay away from him. Now that's the way to stay away from Satan. Stay away from drugs in both liquid form and solid form.
That's right.
And stay away from games of chance and superstition. God calls us to faith, not superstition. I hope you're receiving this in the spirit that I'm giving it. Because I love God's guidance, and I love to give it to people, and I love to see their life relieved of their miseries. Yes. And if you receive it in the spirit that I'm giving it, you will be blessed. And I'll love you whether you receive it or not. I'll still love you. Yes, I will. And I love things worse than you. I ain't gonna tell you about those things right now. I ain't in the mood for it, but sometime I might be. So let's go back to the tree. The tree is a parable of human establishment. An established tree, firmly placed or fixed in the earth, with its roots holding to the ground, holding inside the earth. And its life supported by the strong base that it has in the ground. And it grows up perpendicular. It grows up not leaning to the right, not leaning to the left, not leaning back, not leaning forward. It grows straight up.
Yes.
Even the little blade of wheat grass,
Yes, sir.
What does this tree do? Or what it does for the human spirit and the human life, the soul and everything? It takes the burden off of the life. By balancing, the burden is taken off of life. You walk about and you're not conscious of your weight. 290 pounds. Well, I used to, you know, language used to. 380 or 90 pounds. And moving about, I mean, like a globetrotter.
Oh, yeah.
Big old, huge, Kodiak bear-looking person.
Yeah.
And they're so swift on their feet, and they just move so quick with such ease.
Yeah.
That's that balance God created.
Sure.
To have you stand upright, and the weight is equally distributed,
right,
like the tree.
Right.
You don't see a tree growing and sticking big heavy branches out to the left and ain't nothing on the right side. The tree put the branches out all around equally.
That's right.
So that the burden or weight of the branches is not a strain on the perpendicular of the tree. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
sir. Forgive me if I lose you.
Yes.
It's not intentional. And I don't think I can lose you unless you are half with me.
Yeah.
If you're halfway with me, I'll lose you. But if you're all the way with me, I ain't gonna lose you.
Right.
No. But if you're halfway with me, you got your mind on what I'm saying and the mind on what's coming into your head from everywhere.
Yeah.
From the toilet you left when you got out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of you got out of the bedroom and left your toilet. That's where your toilet was.
Yeah.
Your bedroom. That's a shame. But that shows you what happened when purity becomes distasteful and corruption becomes delicious. Yes? People allow themselves to be put in hell with their own hands, with their own minds, with their own sensitivities and spirit. They put themselves in a hell. A baby would scream and cry until change is made before it lives like some of these adults. Yes? When you were a baby, you didn't like filth. You cried to have mommy or somebody come and change your wet diaper, come and take the boo-boo off you, huh? And wash you up. You just can't change it. A lot of babies say, you ain't through. You ain't gonna leave my skin burning. Just wipe me up with some tissue paper and put a new diaper on me. I need to go to the water and wash my fanny. And they'll keep howling and screaming until you do it. Huh? Yes, because God didn't create human life to love filth and to love misery. But when corruption takes over and suggestions are made from high up for you to do just as you please, that nobody should be telling you what to do, that you should do whatever you please to do. If you want to walk around in the nude and show yourself off to the public, that's your business. If you want to become homosexual, that's your business. Now, I don't have any movement against the homosexuals. Don't think that. Don't suspect that. I love you just the way that where you are, if that's where you're happy. But please don't invade my house. Please leave my normal child alone. Oh, now you're saying the homosexuals are abnormal. No. They're normal where they are and out of place with us that are not homosexual. Okay? Don't try to get the homosexuals at me. They like, if they get to know me, they'll like me. They'll be my friend. Really, I'm serious. In fact, I've had a few homosexual friends and one or two lesbian friends in my lifetime. And if they would see me, I'd meet them today. When I leave here, they'd be happy to see me. They'd be smiling. I'd be smiling to see them, too. Why not? There are worse things. Where are you ready? The time is going. We got about 10 or 11 more minutes here for this live hour broadcast. I don't know how you all enjoy me in the radio audience, but I'm telling you, I'm sure enjoying you. I can feel you all feeling what I'm saying. I can even almost see your responses. Oh, I'm having a good time here. Oh, yes. Yes. So, I saw, the Times Magazine. Time Magazine cover had our president, George Bush, all by himself on the cover, and he was walking, taking his regular stride, you know. Oh, he can make some nice steps. But it made him look so lonesome, and the caption said, "The Lone Ranger." Well, I don't know about you all, but I have great respect for the presidency of this United States, and therefore I have to have great respect for our president, George Bush. But I wish he stopped being so lonely and come on back home from Iraq.
Yes, sir.
Before things get much worse. They ain't gonna get better. They're getting worse and worse.
That's right.
Yes. And I don't think the American people are gonna tolerate it too long.
That's right.
They're gonna demand the change. I don't think we are gonna look at what's going on and not protest it in big fashion. If it continues through the year that's coming, 2007. So they are proposing that we give the president and the army at least to 2008. And I'm sure they're talking about until election time again. That's not right. And we got protests coming from some of the news analysts that's analyzing situation. They are protesting that.
That's right.
So I don't think it's going to remain for that long. Getting back to our life, as the sap rises. When the condition comes again for that life to live and blossom and bloom, grow and bloom and blossom, the sap starts rising, huh?
Yes.
And the sap is the life force, isn't it?
Yes.
The sap is the life force. It's the life force. It's the life energy. It starts to rise. Where was it? It left the body and went down in the ground. You see how beautifully the tree or plant life resembles in its nature the life of a human family and community?
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
so we look dead. The life is not gone. Oh, I can't reach my child anymore. They don't hear me. They don't see me. I can't reach them. The world's got them. Huh? So they're like that tree that have dropped all of its beauty and all of its life that you know and you got acquainted with and you loved, and now to you it's looking like a tree skeleton.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes. But God's word, Revelation, teaches us that tree can bloom and blossom again. Huh? Oh, yes. It can blossom again. And all it needs is the right circumstances for its environment. And God put human life originally, for the first time, He put it in a situation called the garden. The garden of paradise. Yes, the garden of paradise. And you maybe should ask, where is that garden of paradise? Where is that heaven that God put our first life in? Where is the garden of paradise? It's where thinking is not corrupt. It's where people still care about one another. Yes. It's where intelligence is growing, not selfishly. Not for that compulsive ego, but for the warm heartbeat of a brother in the family of mankind. Yes? Of a brother that want to reach out to his suffering neighbor. Of a brother who cares about human life in Africa. Yes. Or human life in Iraq.
Yes.
Or human life in Palestine.
Right.
In the Palestinian quarters. Yes? If you're going to be the true Muslim, Muslim Christ-like, you have to be open-minded for goodness' sake. Not closed-minded to hide from justice and fair dealings. And you have to be big-hearted to receive everybody on this planet Earth that's suffering into your heart and care about them. Not that you should reject your own at home, no. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad in both the book of the Christians and the book of the Muslims. Charity starts at home, but it should not stop there. If you still have charity to share, or if you don't, you should give a little bit to the home and a little bit to the crying life outside your home. Yes. Then God will be with us, and God will keep us. Don't ever fear. God says it is the Satan that wants to frighten us and make us afraid, fearing that we're going to die poor or in poverty. And it is Satan and his imps and sympathizers that want us to believe that God himself is impoverished, that mankind is enriching his world by himself and because of his own mind and efforts or intelligence and efforts, that God is not doing anything. Very recently, there's published in one of our daily newspapers a book being written by an intelligent man, and he's saying that day is coming, or has already come, that religion is not even necessary anymore. Religion is not even necessary anymore. Well, who would be pleased the most if we would give up on religion? Satan, the Shaitan himself. So let us be aware of these things. Returning to that tree, the picture of a tree, and the conclusion, we have about 3 minutes to conclude. If we will allow innocent faith to come back into our lives and start to trust God again and trust goodness again and trust good people again and trust the good works of good people again, we can have life come back in our feet. Oh, yes. The life will come back into our feet. Because it ain't gone.
Yeah, that's right.
The grass root have roots. And it's in those roots. Above the earth, everything appears dead. Because a bad winter has taken our life away. Huh? But above the ground, above the surface of the ground, can be life again if we just allow the sap to come from the roots into the ankle.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Up the shin bone to the knees. You know, a baby crawls around on his hands and knees, and mankind from antiquity have thought that that's a sign that we are born animals. But look how the baby crawls. I've never seen an animal crawling like that. His toes are going toward down toward the ground like it want to root. Like his toes want to get a hook into the ground. And his heels are straight up. Straight up. Reaching for the heavens while he's crawling around like an animal. Huh? Toes trying to fix themselves in the ground and pushing himself with it. He's torn himself in to stand with the men one day. Huh? And his heels are reaching up, sticking up toward the heavens. Thank you very much. Let's have faith and let's get our life together. Praise God. Praise be to God. We thank him and we know that he is greater than anything imaginable. God is our Savior, our salvation, and he never runs out of love and mercy for suffering humanity. And he is delivering us all the time, whether we can see it or not. So we come to the conclusion of this live broadcast, and we have certainly enjoyed being present today and being able to address the topic. And don't forget, the topic is, what challenges us most is corruption. As it is, as it was, pardon me, when the Satan, the Shaitan, the devil, came and seduced us out of our mind that God created us for, it's the same today. The invitation is to drop your guard, to think any way you please for conveniences and more of the world or more of lust and foolishness. Huh? Yes. So that the door of your life will be open wide to the exploits of the Satan himself, who comes in through the doors of, through the open ways of our weaknesses, We got enough around here, surviving, not overcome by Satan or by corruption, to establish a new model of human life and interests on this planet Earth. And it's going to happen. It's happening already. So again, thank you. And thank you for being present for this live radio broadcast. Peace to you. Assalamu alaikum.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733. Or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.